AT&T Mobile.
Alpha Echo.
Alpha Echo, W2JKT, name here is Eric. How you doing?
I hope you are. This is Ryan. Excuse me, it's Ryan. I'm in Greenville. Just visiting my mother's in the hospital up here, so just up in town visiting from Columbia, where I normally live.
I hear your mom's not doing well, but hopefully she'll be all right. How are you enjoying Greenville and your stay other than that?
It's fine. I mean, well, she had a procedure that she needed to have that basically solved a problem. So she's just in recovery now, so everything is good.
Good to hear that.
Curious, are you a transplant or you just have that call sign because you like it?
I grew up in New York, so that's where my two call comes from.
Very familiar with the two calls, but yeah. So, well, how long have you been down here?
Just living in Philadelphia before I came here. I moved to Seneca in 2010. And then this past summer, I moved again up to Shelby, North Carolina. So I'm headed up 85 home from work right now.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. Like when I actually went to high school in Greenville, and at the time when I was in high school, the majority of the kids I was in high school with, either they or their parents moved from the Northeast. Nobody had a family. I mean, not nobody, but very few people had family that had been there for more than one generation before them.
I've been fleeing the Northeast for a great many years. You know, the taxes are high, the population is dense, and once you get tired of city life, you know, we actually moved. I was in New York City when I was a kid, and we moved to upstate when I was young, and then I went to Atlanta for school and, you know, been in cities for a while and then came here. But, yeah, I think a lot of people in the Northeast get tired of the taxes because they're stupid high up there, and you can do a lot better with the same money down here.
Any comment?
Oh, yeah, comment. I just want to say, but, yeah, that's not exactly what happened with my family. My father moved us to Greenville because his job, when Michelin moved their North American headquarters to Greenville, we wound up moving down here.
4ZEW, then from Simpsonville. I did a contract. I'm from Greenville, but I did a contract up in Connecticut, in Hartford, for a year and a half. Absolutely loved it. I really wanted to actually move up there, but again, number one reason I didn't do it was taxes. I grew up down here, and we're of a Michelin family. My dad was a career Michelin guy, but I heard you talking about people coming this way, and I was like, I want to go that way. But as you mentioned, the taxes are insane.
In New Paltz, which is about an hour and a half north of New York City, I think my parents bought our house for something like $100,000 in 1983. And by the time I left, they were paying like $6,000 a year in property tax on a house that was about $100,000. So they were paying, you know, quite a bit of the percentage of the home. And they probably paid for that house at least twice in the time they lived there.
Dude, that side of the family was from Connecticut. Close to the city. I'm blanking on the town right now. But I liked Hartford because it was midway in between Boston and New York City. It was a fantastic location.
The thing that I sort of miss the most about it is the trains. We don't really have any trains down here. But I'm going to get a phone call. I got to go. W4EA.
Later, W2JKT. I've been to Hartford a few times. I used to go to computer shows and flea markets. Default. But yeah, I mean, just the taxes up there are so oppressive that I don't see why or how anybody can stay there when there's so many better options. You go literally anywhere else, and, you know, the taxes are much more reasonable, and, you know, just, you know, life is a much, much easier pace.
I've done a lot of consulting in the Midwest as well, and, I mean, everything was really reasonable around Illinois, Indiana, Missouri. I mean, as far as cost of living and tax rates and stuff. Yeah, New England's real proud. I loved it up there. But yeah, just very limiting. They're losing more tax revenue now that they've just now because people are leaving. If they just lowered the taxes and people stayed, the tax revenue would probably go up.
So losing some tax revenue, but, you know, they're going to get their taxes on the property no matter who owns it. So, you know, somebody sells and leaves, that's property taxes, but they certainly can lose income taxes as the higher income people, you know, take that money and leave. I think New York is one of those states that's trying to pass an exit tax so that if you leave the state, you have to pay them, like, some amount of the future tax revenue that they would, you know, otherwise get from you. I don't know about the constitutionality of that, but California is talking about one, and maybe New York and New Jersey are as well.
Or QM. Complete nonsense. I can believe that's being proposed, but that's insane. I mean, we have such free travel inside the states. That's, as you said, I don't think it's unconstitutional, but it's definitely against our country's values. QM. For QM.
Go ahead.
Just wanted to jump in. I heard you guys talking about Connecticut. I'm actually from Connecticut myself, living here. But you know why when you go out to the out in the country, you see all those stone walls and stuff everywhere? You know what that's for? All those stones are the result of the farmers. When they did their fields and stuff, they had to do something with the rocks. So they made them and used them as property markers and stuff, but that's from clearing their fields.
For erosion control as well. Yeah, I see those stone walls everywhere.
They actually ended up building their houses out of those because, you know, the old stone house street in Utah has got, you know, these famous 500-year-old stone houses everywhere.
Kind of the same thing with Scotland. When you think of Scotland, I think of lots of stone walls and stuff like that, too.
All the rocky soil up there from the glaciers and stuff receding, just dropping all the boulders everywhere.
Connecticut is actually good for gold panning. Right there at the, you know, as the mountains, as we're known, the mountains were molten, the lighter elements are up towards the top of the mountains, and the heavier elements settle towards the bottom of the mountains. So if you're interested in gold panning and stuff like that, you're going to look around the foothills regions of mountains. You don't really go up to have any height.
Station isn't here anymore. But yeah, I've never been gold panning, but you know, I feel like I might probably not get anything if I did.
Took me a couple times, and I have a little glass vial with a couple of little flakes in it, just sort of, you know, a token. Oh my gosh, I found something! But I've never found any nuggets at all, really, of any size.
That's the same experience for almost everybody. You know, people have been in this country for a few hundred years, so a lot of that stuff is already going to be picked pretty clean.
So a lot of the stuff that was just easily just findable, like, you know, little pebbles in the creeks and stuff and shit clean, but new stuff washes out and surfaces all the time, and I've heard there are some veins around North Georgia that have still yet to be located. People find evidence of those veins, but they know they're there, they just don't know where they are.
If it becomes worthwhile to spend the money to go look for it, somebody will.
Second, I'm picking up my daughter, and she sent me a text message. I'll be right back. KO4ZEW.
He's standing by.
KO4ZEW, I'm back.
He's on the road.
Yeah, I'm in the car line to pick up my daughter and take her to go get haircut. I've got to jump here pretty quick, but good talking to you. You were trying to pull up your call sign in my notes. W2JKT?
W2 Juliet Kilo Tango.
good talking to you. Glad you got settled into the area before the big wave of people came down over the past 4 years or so. Hope you enjoy it.
Like I said, I've been in the area a while, but Shelby's new to me, so yeah, hopefully it works out well. Anyway, this is W2JKT. I'll catch you later. 73.
Don't forget, Shelby has a really good ham fest in September, one of the largest in the country. And Charlotte, North Carolina has another really good ham fest in March, I believe. So do check those out. I know the Charlotte one is indoors and the Shelby one is outdoors. But go to poke around and look about the boneyards. I definitely recommend those two fests.
Yeah, both of those every year for about the past 10 years. And, yeah, Shelby's nice, too, because if you have a camper, they have full hookups for travel trailers and you know, campers, whatever camper you have. So I've been bringing my camper up to Shelby every year and, you know, camping out for the week. And now that I live in town, I don't need to do that anymore. But, yeah, I've been going to both Shelby and Charlotte for a good long time. But thanks for the heads up.
All right. Well, maybe I'll catch you on down the log. I'm about to grab my daughter, so this is KO4ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey. Ben as in Benjamin. I'll be clear on your final.
Ready to JKT 73.